Friends, welcome. And let me tell you, I really love Christmas. So many, many things about Christmas I just love. I mean, there are things that I can't stand, mostly related to the fact that the stores play the most horrendous selections of Christmas music over and over and over and over forever. If I could find a way to never hear Sleigh Ride again, da da dum da da dum da da dum dum da 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 da, that would make Christmas so much better. And then there's that crazy thing that some of you do. You know who you are. You have these blow-ups in your yard, and you turn the blower motors off during the day so that in the daylight, Santa and Will Ferrell's elf and the abominable snowman from Rudolph and whatever other figures you have all look like they've been run down by a steamroller. There's nothing really that says Merry Christmas more than seeing all your favorite Christmas movie characters lying face down in somebody's yard. But really, other than the bad Christmas songs that are not really Christmas songs on ad nauseum repeat and the Christmas movie graveyards in so many front yards, other than that, I really do love Christmas. There's so many things that make Christmas awesome. We start every year here in Beaufort with Night on the Town, walking Bay Street, bumping into your neighbors, the parents of the kids that my kids went to school with, friends from St. John's, friends I've made in the community over the past 18 years. And then there's the annual Christmas parade. I mean, going to the parade is cool, but being in the parade on the church float singing Christmas carols, not Christmas songs, but actual Christmas carols about the birth of Jesus, it's awesome. You know what the best part is? You might guess it's seeing people that I know and all the enthusiastic waving and cheering, and yes, that's really great, but that's not the best part. The best part of being on the float is seeing people you don't even know, just people of Beaufort. And as you get close enough so they can hear the Christmas carols, their faces light up. They smile and they start singing along. It's magnificent. And then there's the Christmas caroling. I think about Ann Hagler, who was in the hospital, who was sick a few years ago, nearing the end of her journey through this life. She had not spoken in several days, but she sat up and sang a carol with us. I think of Don Miller, who this year made Bonnie decorate his room at Springer Healthcare specifically with welcoming Christmas carolers from the church in mind. I think of Mary Bishop. The last year we caroled to her, leading us to the piano. I'll never forget the joy that we who were caroling received as the whole thing flipped from us singing to her leading our singing at her piano. And then there's the Christmas pageants, the kids and the adults dressed up as shepherds and magi, angels, Mary and Joseph, all, I'm sure, in completely inaccurate costumes. And there's the lights that are everywhere, the decorations all over the community. And then there's buying presents for your loved ones, for your friends, for children in need, trying to find just the right thing to bring joy. It's all the Christmas baking, the treats and goodies, those family recipes that you only dig out once a year. And of course, there's traveling to see family or having them travel to see you. Spending time with dear ones, family and friends, rekindling connections of those you don't see often. That's why I love seeing all of our church kids, or rather I should say our young adults who used to be church kids, coming back, showing up on Christmas Eve. I love this service, especially at the end, all of us standing together, holding those little candles representing the light and love of Christ, singing Christmas carols, trying not to catch our bulletins on fire, which, as the Hornbacks love to remind me, since they were the only ones who saw it, I actually did one year. So here's the thing. All of this, what makes Christmas special, amazing, memorable, joyful, all these things, these traditions, the so many things, and yet really it's not a lot of things, it's just one thing. Because all those things have something in common. That one thing is the relationships. It's the community. It's the connections, doing things with and for other people, no matter what you call it, relationships, community, connections. It's the love. Caroling, the pageants, the candlelight worship, the presents, all of it, all the Christmas things, they're all about bringing joy to other people. Even the things that might not first seem directly about others, like lights or decorations, they are. I mean, why would we put them up except for other people to see them, to create beauty and joy for others? Why would we sing Christmas carols on a float to people we don't know, or buy gifts for children we will never, ever meet? It's all to create joy for others. That's what Christmas is about. And that's not just a tradition. That's what the story that we just heard, that we share every year. That's what the story is about. Mary and Joseph travel to have a baby because of some tax regulations. And while they're there, they have the baby. They're visited by shepherds. They're visited by magi. And though it's not actually in the Bible, in our traditions, on our Christmas cards, and in our manger scenes, even the animals gather to see the baby. The whole story, it proclaims love, relationships, breaking down the walls, bringing people together, community. The shepherds were people who lived on the fringes of everyday life. And God sent angels to tell them, come and see. The Magi were scholars from a different land. They were from a different religious faith than Jesus' family. They weren't Jewish. God sent a star to tell them, come and see. The very birth itself, the incarnation, the fact that God becomes a human baby. The whole story is about God coming to us, becoming us, indwelling us. God is saying to humanity, to all of us, come and see my love. The whole foundation, the very meaning of the Christmas story, it's not about a miracle of virgin birth. It's not about a miracle of the Holy Family escaping the danger of an evil king who sends out soldiers to destroy him. It's the miracle of God proclaiming to all the world, I am with you. Proclaiming that we, humanity and God, are one, together, connected, united. From the beginning to the end, This is what the story proclaims. It is not good that humanity should be alone. You are created for relationships with one another and with God. The name Jesus, Yeshua, means God saves. But what are we saved from? From the fear that creates brokenness and separation and death that divides us and turns us against one another. Friends, this is the good news that we celebrate at Christmas. God is with us. God's love is with us. God's life is in us. God's love, God's life is in the world. God dwells with people. God dwells with us. God dwells in us. God dwells with others through us. This is the message that we have heard from God and announce to the world. This is the good news. God is love. In God, there is no division, no separation, no hatred, no loneliness, no fear, no isolation at all. God is love. God is with us. The good news of Christmas. May you and yours and all whom you have the grace to meet in this season find a very merry Christmas filled with love and hope and joy and peace, knowing that God is indeed with us. Amen.